The reports that we got are to the effect that people who participated were only paid an advance payment of $100, and then they were told that the remainder, which was undisclosed, would be paid on completion and on announcement of the result. But the questions that we now face are that teachers are asking us to confirm from ZEC, from government, but as far as we are concerned, we are in darkness and we can't provide those answers.
You actually advised teachers to get contracts. What happened to that?
That is where the tragedy is, because it appears that as long as our trade union roles are going to continue getting snubbed, as long as our teachers are going to celebrate that they've been taken to undertake these national responsibilities, then we are obviously going to be moving forward and backwards, because one would have assumed that teachers were supposed to stand up and say, we are not going to participate until this issue of contracts has been addressed. But the real problem is that there were so many other people from government structures and government departments who participated, and they probably would have been brought in to deliberately thwart our demands, because teachers would have then been left out in the cold.